Eric Metaxas here. Please join me in a life-saving mission to set Sudanese slaves free through Christian Solidarity International. Since 1995, CSI has freed more than 100,000 women and children from years of bondage and abuse. Your $250 gift frees, feeds, and heals these captives and sets them on a path to a new life in freedom. Please help us free another slave now. Call 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522, or click the CSI banner at MetaxasTalk.com, MetaxasTalk.com.
Hey, folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss, like, playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I'm the announcer, and I've known Eric since he was a big nobody.
In fact, I'm one of the people he stepped on as he climbed the ladder of success.
And now my former friend, Eric Metaxas.
Thanks, Todd. Or whatever your name is. Hey, Albin.
Yes, sir.
I always sound so excited. You know why that is?
Why?
It's just show business. Yeah. No, I am excited. I'm excited about our guest, this hour, or was it last hour, Charlie Kirk. If you do not know who that is, you can watch this, by the way, on YouTube if you prefer to do that. Some people listen to the radio. Some people do it via podcast. But Charlie Kirk, tremendous guest. We're going to talk to him for as long as possible, and then he's going to have to go. But I want to say we've got a weekend coming up. I want to read some viewer mail because we haven't done that.
Listener mail.
I always said viewer mail because I'm thinking of Dave Letterman. Yeah. We're gonna read some letters that you all have sent us. But we have some announcements that we have to make. And I hope you haven't heard this too often, but I want to mention that we raised over $90,000 for Food for the Poor, and we are so grateful, folks. I am so grateful to those of you who reached into your own pockets and did something really beautiful for people that are suffering, having come out of Venezuela and into Colombia. They are just suffering, and Food for the Poor is on the ground there to help them, but they can't do anything unless you give, and you gave. We wanted to raise $37,000. We failed. Mm-hmm. We raised, unfortunately, instead of 37, we raised $91,772.
Yes.
So that is such a big number that we're going to do something special. We mentioned that we're giving away. We have a drawing. If you gave, you get entered into a grand prize drawing where basically a pickup truck comes and dumps 40,000 pounds of books on your driveway. We are going to give a second grand prize drawing because we're so happy that we raised this much money. We want to thank you. So we will do that, and we will contact you. Now, the people at Food for the Poor, their offices, we didn't know this, that the offices that we're dealing with on this, they're in Florida. So because of the storm, because of Dorian, we weren't able to get all this stuff sorted out this week. So next week, are going to sort this out. You will be contacted. You will get stuff, or you'll get an email or whatever it is. But I just want to say again, thank you.
Right. And if you gave $200, you're going to be getting that book, Donald Builds the Wall, signed by Eric. That will be coming.
Thank you for mentioning that. Folks, if you haven't pre-ordered a copy of that, I just want to say, Tim Ragland, the illustrator, he's my friend. He's the one that gave me, the idea for this.
Yeah.
Tim Ragland has outdone himself in this book.
It's
called Donald Builds the Wall. And if you haven't pre-ordered it, it's always key that when a book comes out, that if anybody is going to order it, And they say, oh, I'll wait till – please pre-order it because yes. it is the way they sort of tally these things for bestseller lists or anything like that. The first week is the most important. So if you pre-order it, it is entered in as the first week.
It's part of the total of the first week.
So I want to just say it's a funny book. We will be – maybe, Albin, you can interview me about it in the future or something like that.
I would like to, yes.
But, you know, I'll be on Fox News talking about it, and we'll get all those videos out to you. But I want to say that if you haven't ordered it, you think you can order it, it's funny. It's the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp.
Yes, it is.
Okay? It's the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp. It's called Donald Builds the Wall. But if you pre-order it, you'll get the cheapest price between now and the day that it launches. So there's no harm in ordering it now. But I want to say that. Anyway, so all that stuff. We want to get to some listener mail because this is, to me, we keep saying we're going to do this and we never have time to do it. But I want to do it now because we have a couple seconds here. So before we get to Charlie Kirk, the mail is... I mean, of course, this is email.
Okay, bring that bag in.
It's emails. It's a bag of emails.
All those letters.
Okay.
There you go.
Charmaine Garul from Mesa, Arizona writes, you are a genius.
Oh.
Thank you. I just laughed and laughed, and this is all caps, laughed and laughed in a good way with the Benham Brothers interview. Now, by the way, I want to say that interview, I took a lot of grief for that because I could not stop joking with If I really love somebody, I can't get out of joke mode. It takes me like a long time. So people like, Eric, you just man, you gave them a hard time. And they didn't really understand that they give me a hard time constantly.
And you got to see it on YouTube, by the way. The Eric Metaxas Show YouTube channel. You got to go there. You got to subscribe as well.
Actually, please subscribe to the YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show. But anyway, so this woman writes, I just laughed and laughed in a good way with the Benham Brothers interview. Right after I watched your interview with David Horowitz, where you were so utterly sensitive and thoughtful. Now, I guess this woman is basically saying that I'm a charlatan. Mm. Am I sensitive and thoughtful? Am I a nasty goofball? No one knows, but she seems to appreciate it. That's Charmaine Garul from Mesa, Arizona. Charmaine, thank you so much. I mean, it's just that's just really nice. Thank you.
That's really terrific.
Then we heard from Sandy Curtis in Louisville, Kentucky. She says, my daughter and I were listening to you and Victoria Jackson today. You two are hilarious. We got a lot of emails about Victoria Jackson.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people.
By the way, that's also on our YouTube channel. Victoria Jackson never gets to the studio because she lives down in Nashville. So we had her come up.
On her birthday, by the way.
On her birthday.
It was wonderful,
She was in the studio. If you haven't seen that one, it was one of my favorite things of all time.
Brought her cake out with candles.
That's not a joke. No. You guys brought a cake out. It was her birthday. Mm-hmm. And by the way, not only did she sing three songs on her ukulele on the program, which is pretty rare for anybody to do on any program, but we wrote a poem together.
That's right.
On the program. So you can see the creative minds at work. And it was so much fun. There's something about her. She's so delightful that she really is just an incredibly delightful, funny person. But we had so much fun. So thank you to Sandy Curtis from Louisville, Kentucky for writing in. Dawn Williams from Knoxville, Tennessee writes, Eric, cannot express how much I not only love listening / watching your show, but how much it has helped me. I'm addicted to it, really. I'm a follower of Christ and have followed you through talk radio for some time, read your books, and when I discovered you in my YouTube stream, I was ecstatic. I've experienced a tremendous amount of loss, grief, and sorrow and change over the last several years, experienced trauma, and I'm healing and on the road to recovery. I've wept listening to some of your guests. Mm. So thankful you've offered their story to the public. Amazed at some of their testimonies. Suffice to say, they've been healing and inspiring. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know what?
Yeah.
That means so much to me. I got to say, Dawn, you have no idea because, you know, not everybody writes in. And we do have these guests on, and I think, boy, I know somebody is being touched by this. So we've got people laughing. We've got people crying. By the way, that's our goal.
That is our goal.
We just want to do it in the right order.
That's true.
Julie Wasser from Minnesota writes, I just want you to know I enjoy listening to your program very much, but there's one little pet peeve I have about one of the ads on your program. Oh, really? She says, it's the ad for prostate health called P3. The speaker keeps referring to less trips to the bathroom and less urges to whatever. Since you're so well-spoken, I think you probably haven't previewed that ad because it would more than likely grate on your nerves as well. Now, Julie, it's funny because everybody says, less trips to the bathroom. And in fact, Julie is correct. It should be fewer trips.
My wife corrects me on less and few all the time. There's less people on the subway today. No, there are fewer people.
Fewer people. It's kind of funny, right?
It is funny. Yeah.
Anyway, and then we have a note from Wendy in San Antonio, Texas. We're going to run out of time here. She says, started listening to you when you had Victoria Jackson on. She's hilarious. Please keep her coming back as a regular. We need her humor. A merry heart doeth good as a medicine. It does for me. My symptoms go away. I saw Victoria on the Pat Robertson show. She was standing on her head the whole time they were talking. Anyway, yeah. we're going to run out of time.
Yeah.
We're going to try to make a regular segment every week. And so we thought, let's just grab this and do this. Again, I hope you enjoy my interview with Charlie Kirk. And by the way, Monday coming up, next week, we have Dr. Sasa, truly miraculous stories. I just want to tell you, folks, Miracle Mondays, we don't do them every Monday.
Nope.
But when we do them, they're kind of mind-blowing.
They are.
So this Monday, do not miss it. Don't forget to sign up for two things. If you're online, you go to the YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show. Sign up for that, please. It's free, obviously. And then also go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. And when you're there, sign up to get my newsletter. It comes absolutely delivered to you with links and descriptions of every show we do all week. We do 10 hours. Everyone is linked.
And don't forget to tune into the TBN channel on Friday night.
Friday night
at
6 o'clock
p.m.
Eastern time.
Yes.
10:30 p.m. on Sundays Eastern time. I assume people are already doing that. But you know what happens when we assume. Thanks for listening.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD, narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com. Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audio book or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Listen, I've warned you that if you listen to this program, it's a show about everything. And on the show about everything, you're going to hear about a lot of stuff because everything includes a lot of stuff. Today, you're going to hear in a moment about the CIA's plans to put recording devices in live cats and send them into Russia as Cold War spies. You're going to hear about how, in an attempt to end World War II, the U.S. Navy planned to strap napalm to Mexican free-tail bats and drop them over Tokyo. You're going to hear about how the Air Force was planning to blow up the moon as a show of military superiority in 1958 to scare the Russians. You think I'm making this up? I have on right now the author of a book called Nuking the Moon and Other Intelligence Schemes and Military Plots Left on the Drawing Board, thank God. The author is Vince Houghton. Or is it Houghton?
It's Houghton.
It's Houghton. Vince Houghton, welcome to the program. And congratulations on writing this kooky, wonderful book. My goodness. What caused you to write a book about all this wonderful stuff?
Well, I was writing a less fun book and doing a lot of research in the National Archives. And I kept running into stories that I hadn't really heard of before, and being kind of the inquisitive person I am, I would spend a couple days tracking these down because, like, these are great stories, and then realize that they never happened, and that's why I never heard of them. And the first couple of times it was really frustrating, and actually really it made me angry that I'd wasted that much time. But after it happened a couple more times, I started saying, well, you know, kind of turn lemons into lemonade here. I think I've got a book.
I was going to say, if you're going to waste time reading all this cool stuff, you might as well not waste the time and put it into a book. Now, I got to explain to people, you're not just the author of Nuking the Moon. You are the historian and curator of the International Spy Museum. You've got a doctorate in diplomatic and military history from the University of Maryland, where your research centered on U.S. scientific and technological intelligence in the Second World War and early Cold War, which is precisely how you bumped into all this information. But let's go through some of these, because I think a lot of us have this idea that, yeah, back then they had fun, kooky ideas like, you know, poisoning Fidel Castro's beard and all this kind of stuff, or putting an explosive in his cigar. I mean, it seems to me that we have less creative ways of dealing with evil and communism today than we did in those days. Do you think that's true generally, or is that just my supposition?
Well, we know about these plans because we've had decades now of separation from them. They're all declassified. Who knows what we're doing today? I'm assuming we're still very creative today. We may not know. You know, maybe it'll be Nuking the Moon Volume 9, you know, in 30 years where we can find out what we're doing in 2019. But I imagine, look, intelligence agencies are problem solvers. And they don't get easy problems, because if easy problems usually get solved by Congress or by the State Department or by the conventional military. When a problem gets to the intelligence agency side, it's a really difficult problem, one that hasn't been solved by normal means. And in that case, you kind of have to think creatively. You got to think way outside the box. And so that's why some of these plans we look back at and go, woof, what were they thinking? But they made a ton of sense at the time. And I think that we're probably going to see in 30 years from now, looking back to 2019, that there were ideas that made sense in a 2019 context that might not make sense in a 2050 context.
Well, let's talk about the title of your book, Nuking the Moon. There was genuinely a plan in the late 50s to send a nuclear bomb to the surface of the moon to frighten the Soviets into compliance. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a very large bomb, too. This was in 1958. So as your listeners may know, in 1957, the Soviets launched Sputnik, which is the first artificial anything to go into space. And that really scared the United States, because not only did Sputnik ride into space on top of what could be an ICBM, but it demonstrated the Soviets hadn't just caught up to us technologically, they'd passed us in certain fields. And that was scary, because we'd always enjoyed the lead in science and technology, certainly over the Soviets. We were seen as kind of backward. Well, they had just shown the world that they weren't anymore. And so we needed something big. And so the Air Force idea was, all right, well, let's do a show of force that everyone on Earth can see all at once. And that's, let's detonate a large thermal nuclear weapon on the surface of the moon so that the whole world can see that the Americans were still the kind of big kid on the block.
I really can't believe that this went very far, because it immediately strikes me as, by being so destructive, as just a bad, they're just bad optics, right? Like, you think, come on, that's sort of pathetic, you know, just to send a nuclear device to the moon. I mean, what did they really think would happen? I don't quite get that.
Well, I think they expected everyone to ooh and aah, like a fireworks show. I mean, I think there was kind of an idea that, you know, this is how powerful we are. Look, you know, we can do anything to anyone. If we can detonate a huge nuclear weapon on the moon, just think what we can do to Moscow. I think that was the idea behind it. And what's interesting is the Soviets had the same idea at the same time. We just independently thought of the same thing. So it's not like we were the only ones to come with this idea. And it sounds ridiculous, but some of the top scientists in the United States were brought in to work on this program. And names you've heard of, like Carl Sagan, and names you haven't, a man named Leonard Riefel, who is the project lead. But you know what Riefel's done. He was the deputy director of the Apollo missions. He certainly does something else with the moon a little bit later on. And he's someone who was an inventor also. He invented the telestrator. So if anyone watches sports or weather or anything else, and the guy writes on the screen, that's because of the head of this program. So these are not, I like to say, these aren't tinfoil hat wearing
right.
young lieutenants down in the basement of the Pentagon coming up with these ideas.
Right.
These are, when Riefel worked with Enrico Fermi in the Manhattan Project.
Holy cow.
This is one of the top scientists in the world, and he took this seriously enough to spend time working on it.
I have to say, the idea of putting listening devices in live cats and sending them across the Soviet Union sounds to me like at least the plot or the part of a plot of a great novel. I mean, that just seems like the coolest, funniest thing. I mean, there has to be a movie made on that. It's just so funny.
I'm absolutely hoping so.
Funny, yeah, I mean, right?
And to show that the CIA had a sense of humor, the official title for this project was Acoustic Kitty. And on face, this
that's
made
a band.
Sense.
You know, that's a band someplace.
Right.
Acoustic Kitty.
Yep. Somehow it's not. Yeah. The way we think this originated was a CIA officer was in Istanbul, Turkey. If anyone's been to Istanbul, there's stray cats everywhere. Just cats walking around. It's kind of part of the how wonderful the city is. And a CIA officer who was watching the Soviet embassy watched just cats going in and out with impunity. Into the courtyard, they'd go in and out of the building. Sometimes when Soviet diplomats or military people were sitting having lunch in the courtyard, the cats would just jump up and lie down in their laps. And, you know, the Soviet military man would scratch them behind the ears, not even pay attention, and said, well, wow, what if we could find a way to get a listening device on one of those cats? And the CIA said, well, on's easy, but that would be very, you know, you'd notice that pretty quickly if the cat was wearing a collar with like a bug on the end of it, a listening device. So why not try to surgically implant a listening device inside a cat? Because then no one would ever know. I mean, this would be a, you know, there'd be no telltale signs. And the idea was put to practice. They at least tested it. They brought a cat into a sterile veterinary suite. So this wasn't just kind of grab a cat and open it up. They took some time to make sure the cat was taken care of as much as you can take care of the cat that you're chopping open. They implanted a power pack inside its abdomen. They ran the microphone up into its ear canal.
Hold on a second. A power pack in its abdomen. This is
really, you know, kind of empty space to kind of shove the power pack in there.
A power pack in the abdomen. This poor kitty. But, you know, the price we pay for freedom. Cats, too. Okay, so power pack in the abdomen and a and say that what the ear. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the microphone was routed up into the ear canal so that the ears could naturally be used to kind of funnel sound into the microphone. And then, of course, the cat itself needs to send the messages back to a recording device, so the antenna was wound down into the tail of the cat.
You're not making that up. You're not making that up. Vince Houghton, you're not making this up.
No, there are CIA documents that tell us about this, and it's extraordinary. Lizzie, if you think of it on face value, it's a brilliant idea. Now, where it runs into trouble is, and anyone who spent 30 seconds around a cat will understand this, is you have to train the cat to do what you want it to. You can't just kind of let the cat do whatever. You have to actually train it to go and listen to the right people.
I was not aware that cats could be trained.
Well, that's the problem. You know, the CIA, as good as they are, ran into some issues with that. And then in the end, they really decided it wasn't worth the money. That's the most likely version of the story. There's another version that's a little bit more exciting, a little more movie worthy. But I'll leave that up to your readers who actually want to read the book about it. But this is real. This is an absolute plan. The CIA spent our taxpayer dollars trying to turn a cat into a robo kitty listening device. It didn't fail. They just canceled the program. I think that's what I've done some interviews. People are like, this is a bunch of failed programs. I'm like, no. Not a single program in this book, and there's 21 chapters each of the different program. Not a single one of these failed.
Holy cow. Hold on a second. We're going to go to a break. I want to hear more. Yeah. Folks, this is true. This is true. The book is Nuking the Moon and Other Intelligence Schemes. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. New hurricane warnings and watches have been issued for eastern Canada as Hurricane Dorian crawls up the east coast. The National Hurricane Center says hurricane conditions are expected in eastern Nova Scotia on Saturday. As the search continues in the Bahamas, the death count from Dorian remains at 30, but is expected to be raised significantly. U.S. health officials have again urged people to stop vaping until they figure out why some are coming down with serious breathing illnesses. Officials say they've identified 450 possible cases, including at least 3 deaths in 33 states. The count includes a newly reported death in Indiana. Stocks are higher, putting the market on track to notch a second straight weekly gain after a wobbly start of the week. The Dow is ahead 101 points, and the NASDAQ is up 9. This is SRN News.
Your family depends on your income, and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey, do it now.
Well, that's where we differ. I was never a boogie singer playing in a rock and roll band, but you know what? Teach his own. Folks, I'm talking to the author of a brand new book called Nuking the Moon and Other Intelligence Schemes and Military Plots Left on the Drawing Board. This is true stuff. This is real. His name is Vince Houghton. He's the head of the he's a historian at the International Spy Museum. Vince, where is this International Spy Museum, or can't you tell me?
we're smack dab in the middle of Washington, D.C. We are a block and a half south of the Smithsonian Castle, if anyone's been to Washington before, which I assume a lot of people have. We actually just reopened in May. We've been open since 2002, but we shifted from one part of D.C. to the other to a brand new building. So even if you've been here before, it's a brand new experience now. So we're pretty excited about it.
Well, you have a lot of people have said that this book is hilarious, and as a fan of humor and as a humor writer myself, at times I think it's important to laugh, and I'm happy that you see the humor in this and that the book is funny. Now, you have a blurb. It says, Vince Houghton is a fresh new voice that will have you laughing out loud at some of the serious yet hysterical false starts in the history of the intelligence community. And the blurb is from Jonna Mendez, former CIA chief of disguise. Is there really a CIA chief of disguise, or is that a joke?
No. Jonna actually is about 20 feet from me right now. She pops in the museum every so often.
Are you sure it's Jonna?
No. Well, that's true, right? She's actually, her history, she snuck into the Oval Office of the White House in disguise and fooled the president, so that's how good she was.
Which president?
George H.W. Bush.
Oh, he was easy to fool. I fooled him. I went in there dressed up as a Korean woman one time. We've all done it. Most of us have done stuff like that. But, okay, seriously, there's a CIA chief of disguise? Come on.
Jonna was chief of disguise. Actually, her husband was the chief of disguise before her. Her husband, who just passed away, Tony Mendez. And if you've seen the movie Argo,
yeah,
Ben Affleck played Tony Mendez in that movie. So Jonna is the widow of the guy that was played by Ben Affleck.
Oh my gosh, that was a truly great movie. I had new respect for Ben Affleck, and I needed new respect. Seriously, that was an amazing movie. But I had no idea that you know, you think of the CIA as doing kooky stuff. You think of them as having disguises. But little did we know that there's a chief of disguises.
Well, disguise is important, not just, you know, like Mission Impossible where you're ripping off a face. It, the idea behind it is you might need to smuggle someone out of an area, and you might need to make sure that they're not recognizable to the counterintelligence people, or you need to change an appearance very slightly. It doesn't have to be so huge, so that when you meet with someone, you're not sure if they're ready to give you information or they're actually trying to trap you in something, that they can't go back and describe you accurately to their own intelligence agency. Even if the disguise looks bad, right? Even if I'm wearing a ridiculous wig and it's obvious that I'm wearing a disguise, as long as they can't describe me, then they don't know who I am.
That's right.
So there's a lot of that goes into that.
That's why I wear wigs. People don't, a lot of times I get looks, but my goofy wigs, most of them made of horse hair. I say that openly. I don't want people to know who I am at certain times. We're really talking about real stuff. It sounds like a joke, but there's a thing in here about bats. Do you mind telling us about the World War II, the plan to end World War II using actual bats?
Yeah, this is a program that I think actually probably could have worked. There's some that are not so good. This is one that made a lot of sense, and it was an idea that came from a dentist, of all people, someone who had been vacationing in the southwest United States and went to a bunch of bat caves and saw the bats right before Pearl Harbor. And then fresh on his mind, he said, well, I know a little bit about Japan. I know most Japanese buildings are made of wood and some of them even paper. And we've got millions and millions of bats. And, of course, what do bats do in the daytime? Is they do everything they can to find a cool, dark, and dry nook, cranny, attic, easement, whatever, so that they can hang out until it gets dark. Well, if we drop bats with incendiary devices attached to them on a timer over Japan, what will they do? Well, they will find an attic. They'll find an easement. They'll find a nook and cranny. They'll find anything cool, dark, and dry to hang out until it gets dark. Well, if you put them there, and then you set the timer on the bomb to go off, you can burn Japan to the ground, because that's exactly what would happen with these incendiary devices. And that was an idea that the Navy looked at and said, ooh, this is a pretty damn good idea. This is something that could actually work, because we have an opportunity here to win the war potentially without causing tens of thousands of soldiers being killed by island hopping our way all the way to the Japanese main islands. And you wonder, Vince, why do you think this would work? Because in testing, it did. They built a mock Japanese town, and they dropped the bat.
Was it necessary to build a mock Japanese town? Sounds like a great waste of tax dollars, but forgive me.
It was a proof of concept, right? The idea is, let's see if this will work. And it did.
Yeah.
The bats burned the Japanese town to the ground and showed that this would actually be feasible.
Then my question is, why didn't they do this? Because, you know, going to the extent of using of bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki seems far more horrible than this scheme. So what was it that railroaded this brilliant scheme?
It was the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. It was the Navy lower-level people went to the Chief of Naval Operations, Ernest King, and said, hey, look, we need millions of dollars to go from the testing to the actual operational side of this. And this was in the summer of 1945.
I'm sorry. Hang on again, Vince. We're going to go to another break. I want to hear this story. This is amazing. Folks, I'm talking to the author of Nuking the Moon and Other Intelligence Schemes and Military Plots Left on the Drawing Board. Stick around. And they said you were gonna put me on a shelf. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent an even lower inflation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And, of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the three-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the three-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm your blues man, that's what I am. I'm here to.
Hey, folks, he's your boogeyman. I just want to be very clear about that. I'm not your boogeyman. He is your boogeyman. I'm talking to the author of Nuking the Moon, Vince Houghton. Vince, we gotta end the conversation about the bats because there's so much else in here. But tell us again, they came up with this thing, or they were going to move forward, and that's when they dropped the two bombs, the two atom bombs. So you kind of wish that they had come up with this plan long before dropping those two bombs.
Well, that's the key. It was just bad timing, right? The timing was that they had finalized the plan, the technology, just around the time that the atomic bombs were ready. And, of course, we're going to use those. We had spent $2 billion in 1940s money on the atomic bombs. We're going to use that technology. If they'd come up with this plan a year earlier, we may never have dropped atomic bombs in war. The war may have ended much earlier, and maybe less Japanese would have died, and certainly less Americans would have in the end. It's just happenstance that, unfortunately, it took as long to come up with these ideas as it did the atomic bomb, and that war ended before we got a chance to see if the bat bomb program could actually work.
I still can't get over this. Now, you said these were incendiary devices, timed incendiary devices. They must have been quite small because bats are not very strong in terms of being able to fly with a great payload.
Yeah, they were small, but they didn't need to be very big. This is right when napalm had been developed, and actually the inventor of napalm worked on this program. And all you needed to do was start a small fire. And if you got a wood or paper house, it would spread very quickly. And so you didn't need a massive bomb. You just really needed a way to start a fire. And that was enough the small device was enough to get that done.
It's unbelievable. There's something else here. You say the British Navy had a plan to build an aircraft carrier out of ice and sawdust. How in the world? That's like building a house out of licorice. I don't get it at all. How do you make an aircraft carrier out of ice and sawdust? And what would the point be?
Well, the point is that if you ever have a cold soda or iced tea and you try to push the ice down to the bottom with a straw and then you let go, what does the ice do? Well, it pops right back up to the top.
Right.
Ice floats. It doesn't sink. If you want an unsinkable aircraft carrier, you build it out of ice. And that was the concept behind this. And that was the worry, was that British were building aircraft carriers, and they were very easy to sink. They were just fat targets for the German submarines. And so an inventor who invented all sorts of things, called Jeffrey Pike, came up with this idea of what he called the Berg ship. It's take a big iceberg and let's turn it to an aircraft carrier. At first, it wasn't a great idea because ice was just so different. You know, kind of thing that every snowflake is different, or every iceberg is different, to where you can never figure out how strong the ice actually was.
Okay. So yeah, it's an interesting thing that you're right. We don't normally think about that, but ice is different. There's black ice. There's different kinds of crystals and stuff. So they would have to, first of all, determine what kind of ice they wanted to work with. And then, I mean, were they going to use an actual iceberg, or were they going to simply use hunks of ice?
Well, the original concept was, let's go up to the Arctic and grab an iceberg and use that as an aircraft carrier. And when they realized that natural ice wasn't going to be a possibility, there was two researchers actually here in the United States in Brooklyn who realized that if you mix in essentially wood pulp, so what you make newspapers out of, into the ice, that not only would it make it almost as strong as steel, but it would make it all very similar in its strength, so you would know exactly how strong.
Aren't you just dying to do this stuff? I'm dying to do this. Like after the show, I'm going to go do this. This is incredible. Are these guys still in Brooklyn?
They're long dead.
Oh, too bad. Too bad.
1942. But you can actually, MythBusters took this on in a very, very small scale and show that it would work. The crazy part was they built a smaller scale version of this up in Canada, in a lake up in Canada, and realized that it would cost as many resources for the British to build one of these as they were spending on the entire war otherwise.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy, that's a lot more expensive than we thought it would be. But the crazy part is they when they realized this, they just kind of left the scale ship up in the Canadian lake just to kind of deal with itself. They thought it would melt and no one had to worry about it. It took a year for it to melt. That's how good this material was that they had invented.
I got to tell you, this is just the kind of wonderful, nutty thing that I love to talk about on the show and rarely get to do. I'm so grateful that you had the inclination, you know, not just to laugh at these things and to go on to do your serious work, but to pull them together in a book. There's so many others. What is the one you talk about? The Kennedy administration wanting to build a command center nearly 1 mile underground. I mean, they were actually thinking about this.
Yeah, and the funny part is this was in a very official plan that never happened, the Deep Underground Command Center.
Yeah.
But there's likely something way down there under Washington, D.C. that we don't know about. It's not this particular plan.
And Cheney's down there right now.
Right. You know, he's tapped into the machine. He's basically plugged in down there.
He's sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber awaiting to be announced.
He's more machine than man at this point.
So
this is just something that they had designed that basically the idea was that the American government would ride out a nuclear war with the Soviets deep underground while everybody else died. But they would be safe deep underground. And it turned out this would cost more than the GDP of, like, the United States and, like, 27 other countries combined.
Right.
So they said, we're going to go in a different direction on this. And that's why you have a multiple resource thing for attacks, like, you know, Air Force One and what's called the kneecap plane and different ways to get the president out of harm's way.
What's a kneecap plane?
Yes. The kneecap plane is the kind of an aerial command post that is the U.S. Air Force runs to try to run World War III from the air. Because the idea was that, you know, if we had a nuclear war, all the major communication centers on the ground would be taken out.
Right.
Like Cheyenne Mountain where NORAD is, like Washington, D.C. and other places. So you have an aircraft that has the capability of running the war from the air.
And we've only got one of these suckers? We only have one of them?
Well, it's classified how many we have, where they are, and all that.
But they all have pictures of Tanya Harding on them, don't they? It's the kneecap plane, folks.
Why?
The kneecap plane. Waha. Jeff Galluli. We're out of time, but I have to say I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you, Vince Houghton. The book is Nuking the Moon, folks. If you want a fun, true read, grab a copy of Nuking the Moon. Vince, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In the Bahamas, officials are pledging that search and rescue teams are making every effort to find bodies. Officials say 30 people have been confirmed dead in the Bahamas. Former New York firefighter Captain Matt Bruce served as a first responder on 9/11. He also aided in first response to Hurricane Michael last fall in Mexico Beach, Florida. He has a clear sense of what the responders on the Bahamas are now confronting.
The devastation that we've seen on the Bahama Islands, starting with the Bagos and moving right across Marsh Island and the area where this huge hurricane went through, devastating hurricane, we all know it's not a rescue mission anymore. We know now there's going to be a lot of recovery.
Captain Matt is a talk show host with Salem Radio's WGUL AM in Tampa. This is SRN News.
Summer is here, and so are the bugs and other pests. Don't let your home or business be overrun this season with unwanted intruders. Forget about throwing your money away on those harmful toxic chemicals. This season, Plug In Pest Free. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug In Pest Free. This summer, turn your house wiring into a hostile environment for rodents and other unwanted pests, effectively driving them out the safe, humane way without the use of toxic chemicals. Designed to last for years, it will save you a ton of money. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest Free Pro, covers up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. The Pro comes with a 20% discount when you use promo code SAVE20. That's promo code SAVE20 for 20% off. Order yours online today at gopestfree.com. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget.
Got out of town on a boat going to Southern Islands. Sailing to reach before a following sea. She was making for the trades on the outside, and the downhill run to Papeete off the wind.
Oh man, that music is so awesome.
Awesome.
It's so awesome. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, folks. You've been listening to the Eric Metaxas Show, and you are now listening to the Eric Metaxas Show, and you will continue to listen to the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm just using my Third Kingdom authority. I declare it. Only half kidding, as usual. All right, folks, we got to say a couple of things real quick. First of all, I don't want to forget. People kind of ask me, friends of mine, say, well, so what's the business model for your radio program or whatever? Mm-hmm. And I say, well, it's pretty simple. It's commercial radio. We have advertisers. If you don't want to listen to the commercials, you can get Metaxas Super.
Yes.
And they say, what's that? And I explain that if you go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com, you go to Metaxas Super for like pennies a day, you get commercial-free podcasting so you can listen whenever you want. There's no commercials. Right. A lot of people like to do that. They prefer the podcast model. It's very little, and we offer that in case somebody prefers that. Now, if you don't prefer that, it is the commercials that pay for this program. Right. And our biggest sponsor is MyPillow.
Yes.
Have you heard of MyPillow?
I think you have.
You know Mike Lindell?
Yes.
Now, I always want to ask him, because I know Mike. I want to say, Mike, that satin pajama top you wear with the cross out of it. I hope you have several of those because you wear it a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Okay. So I but I love Mike.
Yes,
I've interviewed him many times. But the reason I bring him up is that they're one of the big sponsors of this program. And actually, one of the ways you can help pay for this program, right, is by going to MyPillow.com and putting in the code Eric or Metaxas when you buy something. You can also tell your friends, because otherwise you're putting in some generic code from TV. What do you care? If you want to support this program, when you shop at MyPillow.com, use our code, and it redounds to the benefit of this program. We do need your help, you know, in the sense that whenever I have a sponsor on here, we want to bless those sponsors.
Yeah.
We have tremendous sponsors on this program. Relief Factor, you know I use that every day, so I talk about that all the time. And then Mike Lindell, MyPillow. And you know what, Albin, I found out?
What?
That they're selling so much stuff on MyPillow, you could practically get groceries. They go to MyPillow.com. Whatever you buy there, just make sure you put in the code Eric or Metaxas.
Yes.
That's the key. You got to put in the code Eric or Metaxas. Don't put in Eric Metaxas. Just Eric or Metaxas. But they sell pet pillows.
They do.
My
Georgie.
My second daughter, Georgie. She's only 8 pounds, and she's 8 years old. But she sleeps on a MyPillow pillow.
That's great.
And of course, we have the famous mattress topper.
Oh, we do too. Yep.
People think I'm joking because I joke around so much that it's like the boy who cried wolf. They don't believe me. But the mattress topper, kind of life changing.
Oh yeah.
Like it actually is that comfortable.
I love it. My wife loves it even more. She's very critical about these things. She loves it. She loves MyPillow too. But the mattress topper, I am not kidding.
I'm actually naturally skeptical of everything because nothing. Know. Nothing works on me. People say, try this. So when something works or I like it, I'm like shocked. But anyway, whatever you get from MyPillow.com, they are our sponsor. Please put in Eric or Metaxas or Eric, and you'll get our discount. It's a big discount, by the way, so we just want to let you know that. Hey, thanks for listening.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.